Okay, here's another hopefully not too long tutorial on how to use your complete control keyboard to map the knobs to a standard VST plugin. So these aren't complete control plugins, these are just anything that you might have that happens to expose its parameters to Reaper's parameter list. So what I've got, I've actually got an instance of Complete Control loaded, but for this tutorial, Complete Control isn't really relevant in as much as the instrument. It's just a matter of having a sound source. So what I've got is a sample of a drum loop. Which has got some baked in reverb there. So I'm not going to use a reverb. I'm just going to put a delay on it. Just to show how you actually do that kind of assignments. So I'll bring up the parameter list or the plugins list on that track. It's in a bridge mode, that just seems to be the way I have it. So I'll hit escape. So I'm going to add another plugin to that. So the drums are obviously going via Complete Control, so I'll add a plugin after that. So it's had something by Rob Papen. RP delay, Rob Papen delay. There we go. So, we've got our Complete Control keyboard. Now, normally, Complete Control in its normal sort of mode of operation has its own host automation going on. So when we want to assign or use the Complete Control hardware knobs to use or send MIDI CC assigned controls to a plugin, we have to put it into a MIDI mode. Now on this occasion I'm using the Complete Control M32. The controls on this are the same as the A series as well. However, they do differ on the Mark 1 and the Mark 2. So on the M32, rather than having a dedicated MIDI button, we have to press Shift, and then there's a button, there's a group of three buttons above the large encoder dial, and it's the middle one of the two, which is actually normally the plugin button. So it's Shift and press that, and that puts into MIDI mode. Unfortunately, it doesn't tell us it's in MIDI mode, so you just have to take my word for it. So now back into the Reaper VST plugins dialogue. On the parameter button, you can tab through, obviously, this. So you know the usual standard thing. So you need to bring up the...
context menu.
There we go. The right-click button to bring up that menu tree.
Default controller manifests the parameter list sub-menu F.
And then it's effects parameter list, and then use the arrow key right down to learn. Now we're in MIDI mode, so if I hit enter on learn, that will then show the list of parameters that we can actually automate or add a control to. So there's a few there. I think the important thing for this tutorial is just to prove that we can do it. So I'll only do a couple. I do bypass, which is one that will prove that we can actually control what we're doing. So when I hit enter on this bypass one, I need to move one of the eight knobs to assign its MIDI control to that control. So here we go. So there you go, it gives me that little dialogue message. So if I'm just now going to move knob number one, so it knows that I'm tweaking that control, and then I hit enter. So that's done. I'll do another one. Let me think. Now I need to check, because sometimes when you're on a instance of complete control, it will pop back into that host automation mode again. So I'm going to press the shift and MIDI button again just to make sure. Sorry about that. We all make mistakes, so it's good that you make your mistakes along with me. So, yeah, back to that parameter button. Bring up the context menu. FX parameter list. Learn. And you might have just heard then that it said bypass checked. So that proves that what I did before did actually work, and it's made a latched it to the, assigned it to that bypass control. Global feedback. Let's do that one, and I'll do that on knob 2. So if I hit enter, just twist that. So I'm just twisting that knob now, and that's done. So hopefully that's done. So now let's just see whether it's working. Right, so we've definitely got some delay on that drum. So let me see, if I use knob 1, which is where I assign the bypass, I should be able to turn that off. Yeah, so that's off now. And then I can obviously turn it back on. And then knob 2, if you remember, was assigned to feedback. So we should be able to control the length of the feedback globally on this. It's obviously going forever. And I'll just take it right down. Yeah, really short. So I can control completely the feedback. Using the mix control or the bypass can completely turn it off. So there we go. It's just proving really that it works. So you can, you know, you've got 8 knobs that you can assign on the complete control keyboards, which can be, you know, really useful. You just have to remember to switch between that MIDI mode and if, you know, with KK and its own host automation. So you just have to keep, you know, making sure that button is pressed when you're doing the assignments, and that you're in MIDI mode when you're controlling those assignments as well. This is a couple of added notes I thought of after I'd done the main recording. Once you've done all your assignments of a particular plugin to your 8 knobs on the complete control keyboard, so you don't have to obviously do that every time you want to use that plugin, you can save them as a default, and you can find that command in the VST plugin where there was the parameter button. So you do the context menu on that one, and then it will be a save as default, and you right arrow and it will save those parameters as the default. So any time that plugin is loaded in future, it should remember all those assignments, which is obviously a good thing, save you a lot of time. You also need to be, when you're actually doing any manipulations on the plugin that you want to do, you have to make sure, obviously, you in a multi-track project, make sure that you're actually on that track that has that plugin instantiated, and that the focus is kind of on that. If it's, you know, several plugins on one track, you have to make sure that actual plugin with the assignments is actually, you know, got the focus. What else? You can also do, once you've done those assignments, you can also use the Shift L command, which I mentioned in the complete control automation tutorial. So you can again drop down and move it down to the touch controls, so you can automate your knob movements again with that. And for purpose of this tutorial, I was using the Reaper control driver, the alternate version from Brum Brum, which is available on GitHub. Should be in the Reaper Dropbox along with links to it. So I hope that's been useful to you.